Next on Progressive Perspective, Judy Faglin. You mightn't know Judy, but you'll know of her work. She instigated Mitzvah Day, which has been running for a few years now, and since then it's been spread far and wide. Judy, very good morning to you. Tell me, how did it all begin?
Good morning, Michael. It all began when my daughter had a baby. Funny beginnings.
Funny beginning. My daughter had a baby, but I didn't have a mitzvah day.
But you didn't have to fly over to London.
I had a mitzvah day, but I didn't.
So I flew over to London for the birth of her son.
Yes.
And being there for an extended period of time, grandmotherly duties were a little bit limited, so I managed to read a Jewish news, and on the front page of that Jewish news there, I saw a photo of the three chief rabbis of the British Commonwealth, the Orthodox, the Progressive, and the Conservative, standing together with a gardening implement in their hand and smiling. And the heading said, "Everything is coming up, smiling for Mitzvah Day." So having... Between baby cries, I read the rest of the article. It said, if you want to know more, ring this number. I rang the number. They said, why don't you come in and have a chat? I came in, had a chat. It all sounded very interesting. So they said, well, why don't you take it back to Melbourne? Mm. I thought, okay, very nervous. And that was the beginning. Came back to Melbourne, and Zeddy Lawrence, the editor of the Jewish News, was known to the Mitzvah Day people in London, and they said, well, contact Zeddy, and, you know, he knows all about it, and he'll help you. Uh-huh. And I called a number of people around my dining room table from different parts of the Jewish community and said, well, how about it? They said, well, why don't you... In London, they said, well, just start off in a very small way because it's better to go small rather than build up something and not have a base. And everybody around the table got really excited. They said, well, look, I'll contact schools, I'll contact shuls, I'll contact organisations. And we had a wonderful group of people. And 3 years ago, it started up. This is our fourth year. And, it's amazing how it's just organically grown.
Yep. So now Mitzvah Day happens in November.
November the 16th, it happens worldwide, not only in Melbourne. What we did after getting it off the ground in Melbourne, decided, well, let's be a little bit more ambitious. Let's go around Australia. If it's going around the world, why shouldn't it go around Australia? So last year we had one project in Brisbane, a number of projects in Sydney. And in Perth, it grew organically out of nothing. One person took an interest. They called a group of people together, and they had 9 projects happening over in Perth last year, and it's already on their calendar. I've just recently spoken with somebody in Sydney because I don't have any personal contacts in Sydney. By word of mouth, I got onto a lady, and she's going to coordinate in Sydney and is really excited. And, yeah, we're just going and going. So, yes.
How wonderful.
Yes.
So, like most organisations, Mitzvah Day doubtless has a mission and values and projects. I mean, are you a one-man band? I mean, how many people are on your little... can I call you an ensemble? Are you still a solo act?
My name seems to be the one that's out there, but we couldn't do it without a team.
Yeah, sure.
And we're all volunteers. I've got a fantastic behind-the-scenes man, and I'll have to mention his name, Steve Silver. He's been there since the beginning, and he's the one who put our website together, and I encourage people to have a look at the website. It has all the information that you could possibly want, and it's very user-friendly. Steve does that. And then he said, well, it's not enough just to be behind the scenes. I want to actually be on the committee, and he's helping to promote, and with all our pamphlets and all our brochures and everything. Also, he's a cub leader, and he's got his cub group involved as well. So, you know, special ishakoyach to Steve. But as well as that, we've got a good committee, and everybody does their bit, and especially getting out there and promoting, and that's really the important thing, because there really isn't a lot to do, except that there is. There really isn't a lot to do except to get the word out there, because the way Mitzvah Day works is we just recruit people to become involved, and then the people become responsible for their own projects. Mm. So it's really about all being ambassadors.
So essentially what you're asking the listening audience to do is to either join a group that exists or be proactive and come up with a project and enlist people to bring it through to completion.
Exactly. Basically, probably the easiest way is to be part of an organisation, identify a project, identify people who you're going to be working with, make contact with them and take it on board. So it can be an organisation like a school, like a synagogue, like a youth movement, but it can also be just a family group of family and friends coming together. And one of the beautiful projects last year was exactly that, where one person brought her chevra together, made contact with a Urala organisation and did a working bee there. They all worked hard together. It was cross-generational, from grandparents through to little three-year-olds. And at the end of it, they had a picnic, which they organised. So the mitzvah is in the doing, but also in doing together and enjoying and making a difference. And it was interesting because the day following Mitzvah Day last year, I happened to be at a community workshop and somebody from Urala happened to be sitting next to me and had told me, oh, that these people had come and how wonderful it had been for them because their premises were now that much better. And I see Mitzvah Day, one of the arms, number of arms of Mitzvah Day. One is uniting the Jewish community in whatever background that they are, regardless of age, affiliation, ability, all coming together under the banner of being Jewish and getting out there and doing good. And the other thing is that we should go out to the non-Jewish world, and the non-Jewish world should see us actually getting out there and being involved in our community. And I think that's really very important, that we as Jews should be contributing to our local community. It's a basic value of Judaism. And also it's important for us to be out there to be seen, to be doing positive deeds.
Yeah. You're listening to 87.8 FM, Jewish Australia, J-Air. I'm talking about Mitzvah Day to Judy Faglin, who brought this to Australia some years ago. And as she told you, it's spreading across Australia and it's alive and active here in Melbourne. Judy, I certainly agree with you that it is very important for the Jewish community to be active within its local environs to show the world that we do take care of the world in which we live in, and we're not really just concerned only with the Jewish corner. So essentially what you're saying to us is that the projects that Mitzvah Day run can be anything that an individual would like to do and feels capable of.
Yeah, anything from working bees, collectathons, food preparation and delivery, toy drives, concerts for the elderly, picnics for the elderly, outings, giving blood at the blood bank. The ideas, we have ideas on the website, so you can check out further on the website. You can make contact with us at info@mitzvahday.org.au and we'll get back to you if you need to be put in touch with organisations or you need ideas of what you can do. And projects are not, did emphasise about projects outside the Jewish community, but also within the Jewish community, there are lots of mitzvahs that can be done within our own community. And so it's about finding the mitzvah that suits you and to get involved in it.
Mm-hmm. Judy, Mitzvah Day last year and the year before, people were running around with green T-shirts on. Mm. Where does all the funding come from?
We're very lucky to have very generous sponsors. I can only give you the sponsors for last year at this point of time because we're still getting confirmation.
Yes.
But the Pratt Foundation has been very generous, as has Ian Gandel Metals and the Jewish News. And Mitzvah Day is about, we want your time, we want your efforts, we want your energy, we don't want your money. So each project that people do is self-funding, and only with the support of the sponsors can we do it.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we need to direct people then to the website. Mm-hmm. You mentioned this earlier. The Mitzvah Day website is just presumably mitzvahday.org.au. Okay.
And if you want to see what's going on in the rest of the world, you can look up, check on our front page where there's a map of the world and it shows other countries where Mitzvah Day is happening, and you can see We're part of an international movement happening in at least 15 countries, and part of it for me has been meeting up with people from different countries and hearing what's going on in their corners of the world, whether they're very small communities or large communities, and being feeling that we're part of this international movement of mitzvahs.
It's a wonderful feeling to realise that an individual who might be out helping, as you said earlier, Urella or the community park or the elderly or the kindergarten are actually participating in a worldwide movement.
Absolutely. And it's really uplifting, and yes.
And I visited, knowing that you were a guest, I visited your website and had a look. You have a wonderful brochure there that's got lots and lots of ideas.
That's right. And if anybody would like one or some to distribute in your community, please just write an email to info@mitzvahday.org.au and we'll get on to things as soon as possible.
Okay, so there you are. Info, if you'd like to make contact, info@mitzvahday.com.au. And otherwise you go to mitzvahday.
Org.au. Yeah.
Judy Faglen, I wish you lots of success for Mitzvah Day coming up in November, and I hope you get lots of people signing on.
Thanks, Michael. We look forward to be able to present it across the community. Thanks.